United States.
Wisconsin's redistricting. Battleground boost. Might new legislative district maps make all the difference in a swing state?
Tony Evers, the Democratic governor of Wisconsin, is known in his state for his Midwestern grandfatherly air. On June 8th, speaking in a casino in Milwaukee at the state Democratic convention, he leant into that. First, he argued that Democrats are getting shit done and delivering for Wisconsin, before apologizing for swearing. Then he talked about one of his proudest achievements. In February, Mr. Evers signed into law new state legislative district maps that undo one of the country's worst gerrymanders. This, the governor said, with a wink, was a BFD, and that means a big fine deal. Thanks to the new maps, for the first time in decades, Democrats have a narrow shot of regaining the Wisconsin State House. But they are dreaming bigger. They are hoping enthusiasm in newly competitive districts will boost turnout among Democrat-leaning voters and help Joe Biden retain the presidency. Between 2012 and 2020, Republicans never won more than 53% of the vote share across congressional districts, yet they controlled at least 60% of assembly seats. The advantage they won when they rode the Tea Party wave in 2010 helped ensure the gerrymander that took place the following year would live on through the next redistricting cycle in 2021. Despite Mr. Evers's objections, the state's conservative majority Supreme Court sided with the Republican-controlled legislature and affirmed even more blatantly partisan maps. According to analysis by the Princeton Gerrymandering Project, in an election using those maps, Republicans could win 70% of Senate seats and 64% of Assembly seats with only half of the popular vote. Democrats' fortunes finally turned when a conservative justice retired in 2023. In the most expensive judicial race in American history, a liberal judge won by a decisive 11 points. The new liberal majority court overturned the Republican-drawn maps. To avoid protracted legal battles, Mr. Evers aligned with Republicans to draw districts that still favored them, though to a lesser extent. For Democrats, the effect this could have is tantalizing. For years, you couldn't get a Democrat with a pulse to run in many local elections, laments Joe Zepecki, a Democratic strategist. In 2022, the party did not run a candidate in almost a fifth of state legislative races. This year, Democrats are expected to run in each open Senate race and in nearly all assembly races. But can enthusiasm trickle up? There is scant evidence either way. According to analysis from Run for Something, a progressive nonprofit organization, across eight states, Mr. Biden performed better in 2020 in conservative legislative districts where Democrats contested the race, even if they lost, than in such districts where the Republican ran unopposed. Still, this correlation could merely suggest that some savvy Democrats sensed a changing mood, which prompted them to stand for office. And Wisconsin may be a victim of its own success. In both 2016 and 2020, the state already had the fourth highest turnout rate in the country. More competitive local elections might offer only a marginal boost. But in a state like Wisconsin, where the past two presidential elections were won by fewer than 25,000 votes, marginal shifts are all it takes.